Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Friday, January 20th, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. Donald Trump was sworn in today as the 45th President of the United States. He vowed in his inaugural address to bring back our jobs and our borders and fight for you with every breath, he said. The president addressed a packed crowd of cheering spectators stretching from the Capitol across the National Mall on a mild but overcast and at times drizzly day before he formally moves into the White House. Reprising themes from his 2016 campaign on trade, immigration, and foreign affairs, he vowed to put American families before all else. In blunt and unvarnished terms, similar to the language used during his nomination acceptance address last summer, Trump lamented the jobs lost to foreign rivals and the crime in America's cities. The address, coming after he took the oath of office at noon at the west front of the Capitol, completes Trump's remarkable journey from political outsider written off by countless beltway pundits and the media to the most powerful man in the country. His campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, noted in an earlier interview with Fox News that Trump is making history as a businessman with no prior political or military experience, someone successful in the private sector coming to Washington owing nobody anything. An immediate task for the new administration will be to get Trump's cabinet nominees confirmed. His advisors have complained that Democrats are slowing the process and resisting the kind of swift confirmation the Senate gave many of Obama's nominees in 2009. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit struck down Chicago's ban on gun ranges yesterday, calling it unconstitutional. The rules preventing the building of gun ranges were contained in a body of ordinances that allowed gun ranges in manufacturing portions of the city only, while placing limits on the distances gun ranges can be located in relation to other gun ranges and to residential areas, schools, parks, and places of worship, according to the Associated Press. The city has provided no evidentiary support for these claims, nor has it established that limiting shooting ranges to manufacturing districts and distancing them from the multiple and various uses listed in the buffer zone rule has any connection to reducing these risks, the court said. Another portion of Chicago's ban was a prohibition on anyone under 18 entering a gun range. The Seventh Circuit also struck down this ordinance. One of the three judges on the Seventh Circuit panel was Diane Sykes, who was on a list of 11 judges President-elect Donald Trump made public last year as among those he would consider as candidates for the U.S. Supreme Court. Illegal immigrants from Mexico are flocking to the U.S. border to get into the country before Donald Trump begins enforcing immigration laws already on the books and begins legislation to build a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Mexican authorities are arresting thousands, sometimes tens of thousands, of undocumented migrants each month, according to government figures. Governors of several northern states this week called for extra resources to deal with the surge. Laura Ramirez, a local charity activist, has been serving more than 200 free lunches a day to migrants. Today, in his inaugural address, President Trump reiterated his campaign promise to build a wall along the border. A two-year-old girl who was found face down in a swimming pool with no heartbeat for 30 minutes is making a miraculous recovery. After a few days in intensive care, she was responsive and breathing on her own. In two more days, she was able to latch on and breastfeed for the first time since the accident, and though she was still experiencing pain, she was doing well enough that doctors transferred her out of pediatric intensive care. She's making marked improvements every day. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.